Hello, everyone. My name is Kathleen Oliver. I am a registered nurse. I am currently advocating for domestic violence victims. And my goal is to have a law passed. And the name of my law is going to be No Victims Left Behind. Now, with that being said, obviously, you all know, you know, I was in a domestic violence situation. So there are certain things that were part of the process of, like, during the time that I went to get help. Like, there were certain things that I did not agree with that really shocked me to know that this is how victims are treated in the United States. Seriously. Now, this podcast is international, okay? I am speaking on behalf of all victims. Now, there might be a lot of talk about, you know, women in situations like this, because 85% of victims are women, okay? So I don't want anybody to think that I'm being biased or, you know, it's this podcast is mainly for victims, period. What I want to do is get a plan of care into effect in these hospitals, because once the victims go to the hospital, they're a patient. And there is no plan of care set in place at all. Now, my experience from going to the emergency room, it wasn't a great experience. It really wasn't. There needs to be more domestic violence training. Okay, that's what's lacking. I asked to get more help outside of the hospital. They gave me the social worker in the emergency room, UPMC. Okay, I'm not going to say anybody's names, but she gave me a phone number and told me that I can call and, you know, get support and get help from this 1-800 number. So I called the number when I got home. Now, I was a complete mess. I was still scared, period. But I did, and I called for help, and they turned me away and said that they don't help domestic violence victims. They help other victims. It kind of confused me. So that right there, enough said. Like, very frustrating, the whole process, okay? I'm still going through a little bit, you know, for my situation, but I'm strong. I'm strong now. And I'm going to be your voice. Like, whatever I have to do to try to get nursing involved with domestic violence in these hospitals, even in the school system. Seriously, like, we got elementary school kids, middle school kids saying that they, you know, are boyfriend and girlfriend and beating each other up. Come on, we need more guidance counselors. We need more nurses. And they all need domestic violence training. Like, this has to stop. Like, somebody has to stop this cycle, okay? Like, I don't think people realize how much of a crisis the United States, and not even just the United States, internationally, that we're in, because domestic violence is so out of control. It's so ridiculous. So, I know that this might be a long process, but I'm willing to go through it. I would appreciate it if I had support. So we can become better as a nation, period. I mean, it's so horrible. It's so horrible what domestic violence victims go through. And basically, it's because of there's no plan of care and action. You know, like, I have reached out to politicians. You know, and I'll get into that later on, you know, in future episodes. You know, I'm not going to jump right into all that right now, but I definitely am. And I'm going to call people out on certain things. And, like, I don't care if you like it or not, because somebody has to speak up. Like, somebody has to. And I'm going to be the one. And I'm going to go all the way to Washington, and I'm going to let all of them know, you know, how I feel. Now, this also, you know, while I'm in the process of trying to get this law passed, which might take a while, you know, but that's okay. I'm up for the fight. I know I'm going to get backlash. I don't care. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you feel about me. So what? If you don't like what I'm trying to do, don't listen to me. Period. Because I don't care. I don't care what negativity that you would bring. So don't even bring it at all, because I don't care. Anyway, like I said, my goal is to go to Washington and speak to politicians in regards to domestic violence. Let me say this. You can call a lot of places that you think would be in support of a domestic violence victim, and you will be shocked that there's hardly any place that you can, like, call for help. You call the police, they take you to a hospital. Hospital says, oh, we're going to call the police. Like, nobody knows what to do. And there are people getting killed, mostly women getting killed. Like, come on now. Like, you know, this still upsets me to think about certain things that I went through. But, like I said, I'm strong, and I want this podcast to not only be about my law, but I want to help you. If you need my help, then you reach out to me. You can email me, inbox me. I have a Facebook. It's under Kathleen Oliver RN. I will try my best to get you help. Whatever I can do. There's limited resources out there, okay? But I'm trying my hardest. You know, I want, this is why I'm doing this podcast, to make it known, to make people aware. And maybe people are aware and they're just afraid. I'm here to say, don't be afraid. You can tell me. I won't repeat it. I will be there for you, okay? I will be strong for you. Okay? Seriously, I am going to be here. I know we have a long road ahead, but I truly believe that, you know, there are going to be changes made and things will get better. Like, I hope and I pray that things will get better for victims. I want to be here. I'm here. Inbox me. Like, send me an email. Whatever you need to do, I am here, okay? Don't be afraid. I know that feeling. I used to be afraid. I'm not afraid anymore. I'm very strong. So, anyway, there are going to be lots of future episodes, because if anyone who knows me is listening to this podcast, they know I have lots of stories to tell. So, why not tell all of you? Right? But I also need your support too. Like, not only to listen to me, I need your support. I want you to share your stories. I want you to, you know, leave things on my Facebook. If you received help that somebody else doesn't know about, because help for domestic violence victims is different in each state. Like, that's another thing. That's just utterly ridiculous. It's a very messy, situation. But, anyway, I look forward to hearing from you all. And if any of you who are listening or going through it, I'm very sorry. And just try your hardest to stay strong and just love yourself. Love yourself. Always know nobody's going to love you like you do. So once you realize that, then you don't want to deal with the bullshit. Like, seriously. So, I am going to end this episode by saying, just please, if you're in a harmful situation, like right now, like, don't be afraid. Go get help. And I know it's easier said than done, but I've been there and I'll help you along the way. I'll try my hardest, like I said before. So, I will talk to you guys soon, more than likely tomorrow, and I will be speaking upon a different subject pertaining to domestic violence. Take care and be safe.